It's immediately after the close of our last episode, when in Helen Powers' dance studio, Kate Beekman's audition was interrupted because Miss Powers was told a gentleman is waiting to see her. Now Kate and her mother watch as Miss Powers leaves the crowded rehearsal stage, walks quickly, gracefully to her private office, closes the door, and faces the very well-tailored, very fat gentleman seated in front of her desk.
Hello, my dear. How will you look? Excuse me for not standing up.
You'll have to stand up, J.T. Stand up, walk through the door, and keep walking through the front door until you reach the street. I know it's a lot of exercise for you, and if it were possible to call a taxi in here, I'd do so. But...
Joking, always joking. Why do people always joke with a fat man?
I'm not joking.
You want me to leave before I tell you why I'm here?
Yes.
Even when I tell you it's in reference to the big fella?
Yes. How is he?
Oh, fine, as always.
Was he called out of the city on an emergency?
Why, no.
I see.
Wait. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to tell him you came here and lied to me.
Wait, Helen.
He knows I won't tolerate interruptions. He doesn't know you're here.
I never said he did, but I am here in reference to a business matter in which he has an interest. Now, come on, Helen. Give me a moment to explain.
We don't have business interests in common.
Not usually, but now you have a beautiful little opportunity to do him a favor. I'm sure you'll be glad to. A young lady is being auditioned here this morning. She wants a spot in the new club. You know the young lady I mean?
I see as many as 20 dancers a day.
This one is named Kate Beekman. I would be most grateful, and I'm sure he'd be, if you okay Beekman for the job.
Even if she can't dance?
We want her to work in the club.
Why? Wait, I've got a notation here. Yes, here. Beekman was recommended for audition by a Gordon Webber, manager...
Now, Gordy is going to manage the club for us. We're backing him.
Why is the girl important?
Well, to put it simply, Gordy has a personal interest in the girl. You understand? Gordy wants her to work for him for personal reasons. And besides, we'd like to keep her under our wing.
Why?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that.
But if...
I'm not asking for much now. Do me a favor, huh?
She's a nice girl. An earnest girl.
Who wants to be a dancer. All the more reason to do her a favor.
J.T.?
Yes? You'll cooperate?
No.
What?
If she can dance, I'll okay her. Otherwise, no. I won't argue about it either, J.T., and you ought to know better than to come here asking me such a thing. I have a reputation that I've built over a long period of time.
But in a case like this...
In a case like this, I don't recommend anyone unless they're right. And you ought to know it. And if you'll ever come here again with... You want that girl under your thumb so badly, give her a job without my okay.
In that case...
And you don't need to reach for the phone. I'll get the number for you. And speak to him. And tell him you want me to compromise my...
Helen, no, my dear, you've misunderstood. I just asked for a favor, a friendly favor, from a friend, an extremely dear friend.
We are friends, as you said, dear friends, but not business associates.
Can't you give me an idea? You've seen her dance.
I just started the audition when you... How do you know?
That door opens on the audition room. I peeked.
Well, I don't know yet.
Haven't you an idea?
No. She's either very good, very, really very good, or she's been taught one routine and had it drilled into her. I'm going to find out.
Now? May I wait? It's really important, Helen.
All right, J.T., wait. We'll know in 5 minutes. But remember, if I do okay her, she'll have to earn it. Sorry, I had to keep your daughter waiting, Mrs. Beekman. Business, you know.
Are you going to have her dance again?
Yes. Are you ready, Kate?
Yes, Miss Powers.
Wait here while I speak to the accompanist.
Honey, are you sure you feel all right?
Yes, Ma. Please don't worry.
I can't help it after what the doctor said.
Ma, I picked the soft shoe routine because it's easy.
You look a little pale.
That's because I'm hoping so hard.
All right, Beekman. Take your place.
Good luck, honey.
Thanks, Ma.
She's pretty enough. Mrs. Beekman, I understood you to say she hasn't been practicing.
Yes, you asked me before.
So I did. Okay, now I'm going to find out if she can dance.
What?
You'll see. Beekman, let's see you follow me.
What? Do as I do if you can. I'm going to start with a nerve step. Hey, look at Miss Powers. Follow that?
Yes. All right. Now this. Now this.
I wasn't quite right. I haven't seen that before. Would you do it again, Miss Powers?
Once more. Watch. That at all. Now, I want you to do a fast chorus alone. What'll it be?
All the world is waiting for the sunrise.
All right, Raymond.
She do all right?
These people are professionals, Mrs. Beekman. You heard them clap for her. Run it through once more, Kate.
Please, Miss Powers. She's tired.
There's nothing wrong with her. Run it through again. She'll be all right, Mrs. Beekman. I'll have one of the coaches smooth off a few rough edges. What happened? Are you all right, Beekman?
Yes. Kate, honey, I slipped.
What, Beekman?
I slipped. I'm all right. I can stand up, Ma. Start again, please.
No.
You start again. I'm all right, Ma.
She isn't. Kate, I won't let you.
There's nothing the matter. I can do it. And watch. Just watch. Kate.
Oh. You hurt yourself when you fell.
Not when she fell down. It's all right. Really.
You can barely stand up.
Oh,
what is this, Mrs. B?
Let me take her to her dressing room.
I want to know what...
Are you going to help me?
Oh, very well. Come along, Kate. Now, what is this?
She was in an accident. She injured her back. Kate, honey, if you want us to carry you, I'll call one of the men.
No, just let me lean on your arm.
I'll get the door. There's a sofa over here.
No, just let me sit down.
Oh, honey, just lie down till the doctor comes.
The doctor? No, no doctor. Just let me sit down.
Katie.
Doctor couldn't help it. It only happens when I get tired. I'll be able to walk home in a few minutes.
Katie,
I can walk all right. It doesn't hurt me to walk. When I try to sit.
Okay, darling.
She feels pretty bad.
Of course. Been told she may never dance again.
What a pity. She has talent. Real talent. This girl could dance, Mrs. Beekman.
It's all she ever wanted. Now, I don't know what will happen now.
Well, I'll leave you alone. Oh, let me know if you decide on a doctor, hmm?
Well, maybe what has happened to Kate Beekman is a blessing in disguise. For as bitter as Kate may be, at least she now has a chance to avoid the bitter cruelty of JT's trap. There'll be more exciting developments in the immediate future. So join us again tomorrow by all means.